In Vermont's gubernatorial race, the post-election campaign finance reports show that Republican challenger Randy Brock spent more than $806,000, which included a $300,000 loan he made to his campaign. Incumbent winner Democrat Peter Shumlin spent just over $320,000, and he still has more than $900,000 on hand. It's a similar story in other statewide races. Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science, Eric Davis.
In races where there was an incumbent running against a challenger, where we have filings from both candidates, generally the incumbent spent less. Governor Shumlin spent only about half as much as Randy Brock did. Jack McMullen, the challenger for Attorney General, spent more than incumbent Bill Sorrell, and most of Sorrell's spending was in the primary against T.J. Donovan. So that's one interesting finding. In fact, the governor ended up the campaign with nearly $1 million cash on hand, which he'll just roll over into his next campaign in 2014.
Burlington Free Press staff reporter Nancy Remsen wrote that this year's election would be remembered for how little the governor spent and the influence of one woman on a super PAC.
Governor Peter Shumlin did not spend a lot at all, but obviously the dollars rolled in terms of contributions. He obviously did not feel pressure from Randy Brock to go out and spend a lot of money. And then I think this Vermonter's first super PAC, as people are calling them, but anyhow, a PAC that was making independent expenditures, you know, really was almost exclusively funded by one person and weren't very successful in changing the outcome.
The most publicized super PAC in Vermont, Vermonters First, had a very low success rate despite high spending and large donations from one individual. Eric Davis believes the legislature will review super PACs during its next session.
I think there's going to be a big push regarding regulation and disclosure of super PACs. They can't be prohibited. The Supreme Court has made that clear. But what states can do and what legislatures in other states have done is to require them to make more timely and more complete disclosures of where their money is coming from and which campaigns they are supporting, and to make those disclosures on a regular basis in the last month of the campaign when most advertising happens.
Vermont Secretary of State Jim Kondo says his office does not analyze the reports, but is the clearinghouse for campaign finance information.
We do not go over them. We don't have that role. We don't have that authority. We're a filing cabinet. The authority for enforcement goes to the Attorney General's office. Really, it's all about disclosure, and the public wants to know where you got your money and how you're spending it. And this just provides a method, a way for the public to figure out how the money is being raised and how it's being spent and how much money is being spent. A lot of times the opponents will be going over their opponent's report to make sure that they follow the law. People look at expenditures. How did you spend your money? It's for the public.
The finance reports were due by 5 p.m. Thursday. The Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor, Cassandra Gekas, failed to file by that deadline. She lost the election to incumbent Phil Scott. Secretary of State Jim Kondos said there is no penalty for a late filing and that Gekas had called his office and asked to file on Friday. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.